1 John 5 and verse 13. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. My name is Russ Earl. Thank you for joining me here today on We Can Rest Assured, brought to you by the Ulaga Church of Christ. Today we're looking at what is of the world. What is of the world is a lust of the flesh and a lust of the eyes and the pride of life. 1 John 2 and verse 16. These are not of the Father, that is, they do not have their origin of the Father. They are of the world, and they originate in the world. The lust of the flesh is the desires that stem from the fleshly appetites. Paul spoke of this lust in Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 21, and in this passage gave some specific sins that result from this lust. He wrote, again in Galatians 5, verses 16 through 21, here the Bible says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, reveries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Before we became Christians, our lives centered on the lust of the flesh. Again, Paul wrote, this time in Ephesians chapter 2, and looking at verse 3, here the Bible says, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But now we have put those things behind, that we might reach forth unto those things which are before. Philippians 3, verse 13. The lust of the eyes concerns those things that we desire to have, and that desire is awakened through sight. What is seen becomes what is desired. The lust of the eyes can grow into covetousness. Jesus warned this in Luke 12, verse 15, when he tells us that the man's life is not consist in abundance of things that he possesses. Covetousness manifests itself in a keeping up with the Joneses type of attitude. The pride of life is boastful pride, which reveals itself in self-reliance. This self-reliance is illustrated by Jesus in the parable of the rich man in Luke chapter 12, verses 16 through 20. In Luke chapter 12, beginning in verse 16, we want to notice a number of I's and references to himself that the rich man makes. Beginning in Luke 12, verse 16, then he spoke a parable to them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully, and he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops? So he said, I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there I will store all my crops and my goods. And I will say to my soul, so you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will these things be which you have provided? So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Now we notice a number of times we see the word I in this parable. It is found 14 times. And wouldn't you agree that he had an eye problem and was self-reliant? Sadly, he trusted in his riches, but in the end, his material possessions were taken away and his foolishness was revealed to all. These three techniques which Satan uses to draw men to sin are seen in the Garden of Eden and in the temptations of Jesus. Concerning the seduction of Eve in the Garden of Eden, we find that Moses wrote in Genesis chapter 3, looking at verse 6, we find these words. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. We notice here, concerning the temptations of Jesus, we notice here that Moses records this temptation of Eve and how Bible tells us there in Genesis 3, verse 6, that she noticed three different things about it. The tree was good for food, it was pleasant to the eyes, and one desire to make one wise. Also concerning the temptations of Jesus in Matthew 4, 1 through 11, the record shows that after 40 days of fasting, Satan tempts Jesus to turn stone into bread. Jesus then is taken to the prince to the pinnacle of the temple and is charged to cast himself down in order for Jesus to exhibit his divine powers, the pride of life. We also notice that the stone into bread was the lust of the flesh, and now the pride of life. And now, finally, the third, after showing the Lord the kingdoms of the world, Satan promised to give them to him if he would worship him. So we have the lust of the eyes. We want to remind you this podcast is based off the book by Chuck Northrop of the same title, We Can Rest Assured. Thank you for joining me today here on We Can Rest Assured.